From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Government and rebel sources say a deal has been worked out to allow evacuations of civilians to continue in eastern Aleppo. A Syrian rebel official and a government official said early on Saturday the evacuation of Aleppo would resume and two Shiite villages would be evacuated, as well as the wounded from two towns near the Lebanese border. The International Committee of the Red Cross said, however, that thousands of cold, scared, and injured people continue to wait to leave Aleppo. As darkness fell and temperatures began to plummet, there was no sign the evacuation was happening. A previous deal to evacuate rebel-held areas of the city collapsed Friday when explosions and gunfire were heard. The rebels and the government each blamed the other for the ceasefire collapse. Thousands of protesters gathered in downtown London on Saturday for a march in solidarity with those trapped in Aleppo. Abdul Aziz Al-Mashi, the co-founder of the Syrian Solidarity Campaign, said the protest was to show support for the people trapped inside the city. He also said the international community, that is, has not done enough to prevent bloodshed.
By doing nothing to protect civilians in Syria and allowing war criminals to carry out massacres and war crimes against the Syrian people, you are part of these crimes. So we want the international community to uphold the international law in Syria and punish the war crimes.
Meanwhile, hundreds of people, many of them Turkish immigrants, protested the ongoing war in Syria at two locations in Berlin, Germany. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump ended his thank you tour in Mobile, Alabama, Saturday, with many of the same promises that led to his election last month. Trump told thousands gathered at a football stadium that he would build a wall with Mexico, rebuild American infrastructure, increase the size of the U.S. military, and care for U.S. veterans.
I'm asking Congress to support the construction of new roads, bridges, airports, tunnels, and railways all across this nation. And we will put our people back to work.
Earlier, Trump announced that he had chosen Republican Congressman Mick Mulvaney to be his White House budget director. Mulvaney is a fiscal conservative who has even pushed his own Republican Party colleagues to more aggressively reduce federal spending. Mourners braved ice and cold weather to line the streets as a procession of U.S. Marines led the hearse carrying the casket of former U.S. Senator and space pioneer John Glenn through the streets of Columbus, Ohio, Saturday. Vice President Joe Biden was among the dignitaries attending a memorial service for Glenn. Biden said that Glenn always had a positive attitude, regardless of the circumstances.
One of the happiest people I ever knew. He had that infectious smile. Even when things looked like everything was crashing down, John would walk into my office or walk into a caucus with that big smile on his face, and I wonder, where in the hell has he been? Where did he not just hear what I just heard?
Glenn, the first American to orbit the Earth, died in Columbus, Ohio, December 8th at age 95. He will be buried in Arlington National Cemetery in April. Emotional funerals were held for 13 policemen killed when a suicide car bomb exploded next to a bus carrying off-duty military personnel in the Turkish city of Kayseri Saturday. Turkish news agencies reported the bus had stopped at a red light when a car pulled up alongside it and exploded. The U.S. State Department issued a statement saying the United States forcefully condemns the attack and stands shoulder to shoulder with its Turkish allies. The U.S. Defense Department says an agreement has been reached and China will return an underwater U.S. drone seized in international waters on Thursday. A Pentagon spokesman said that after what he called direct engagement with Chinese authorities, an understanding had been reached and China would return the drone. President-elect Donald Trump tweeted that we should tell China we don't want the drone they stole back. Let them keep it. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.